Hey guys, you're listening to an original All Sports Best podcast with Trey, Ruben, and Dylan. We appreciate you for listening, for logging in and checking it out. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty great, man. Glad to be here. Starving Marvin.
Starving Marvin.
Let's get some food.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, let's have a good time. I'm ready.
All right, so what a lot of people are saying, and I'm going to go off of what you just went with, is that they're starving for some more action in baseball. We got to see the Home Run Derby, and everybody got what they were hoping for. The city of Washington, D.C. is absolutely nuts after watching the Home Run Derby. And I don't blame them. Of course, they wanted something to cheer for. Bryce Harper needed something to kind of kickstart his All-Star weekend just so that he could, kind of say, like, oh, I did something good. Because nobody really thought he should make it, and he made the starting lineup. So with that being said, I think a lot of things that come with the All-Star weekend, or what they call the All-Star weekend, it's like leaks into the week and all that stuff, is that we really look forward to the Home Run Derby, celebrity game. We look forward to a lot of those different things. The futures game's okay, just because it's kind of like, guys that we don't really know yet. But I think that what we really look forward to is the Home Run Derby and the celebrity game.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, I think that we could do something to make some of the fans more excited about some of the other things that go on the weekend. And so we came up with a few different things that could get fans involved. So Dylan, I'm going to start you off and you tell us what you think would really make people want to watch another part of the All-Star game.
Yeah, if they added like a skill challenge for the pitchers, you know what I mean? Yeah. And maybe get like a couple like little things that hold plates in like weird places, you know what I mean?
And there's no budget here, so they could do like some clay pigeons and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And just see, you had to go through your whole pitching, motion or whatever, and just try to be accurate as you can. Try to hit the most plates with 10 throws or whatever.
Yeah.
And just try to rack up as much points as you can to go on to the next round.
You're saying like to home plate, or you're just – or how are you saying?
Yeah, just set them up like – say like in a – I don't know, like a 10-foot thing around home plate and just set up plates.
So you throw high pitches, low pitches, everywhere.
Okay. So
everywhere.
Not really strike zone stuff.
No, not just strike – I mean, of course –
like there's probably a few in there.
Yeah, there's probably a few in there, but I mean, I'm talking – stretch the array, you know what I mean?
I like that. I like that concept.
Aim for the head.
I think the same thing, except, of course, a little bit tighter of a strike zone, so you got to be more accurate. And then maybe points, for painting the corners instead of the middle that kind of stuff. And then maybe even do like a pickoff thing where you got to throw it at a thing at second base,
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Each base.
And so you get a total number of throws, you know what I mean? And so I think that'd be, that'd be a good idea. Okay, my idea, which is actually Dylan's idea, is guys that, hit for, can kind of place it a little bit better.
Sure.
Just have a guy throw BP to them, and then they just hit it in different parts of the park, and then you just put, L screens or square screens or whatever.
You can put targets or whatever.
Yeah, up in different areas, and if you hit that, you get so many points. So you get, the same amount, as the Home Run Derby, just so other guys that aren't home run hitters maybe that are – wanting to try something different, it'd be
all the contact hitters out there.
So it may not be highlighted like the Home Run Derby, but it would be on Monday during the day, and then they would just show the highlights or something
like right after the celebrity game or something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I mean, I agree with you guys both.
Yeah.
But let's just say this. I'm going to put you guys into the shoes of like a big time sponsor, right? Dylan, you sponsored the, the pitchers contest. So you get to choose kind of like what they get for this.
Yeah.
So what would you give a pitcher that won this contest with the accuracy on the clay pigeons or the targets?
I'd probably go with like money incentive or something like that. Everybody likes money. So I would probably, you know what I mean? And if you're a big sponsor, I mean, it's whatever, you need tax write off. So, I mean, I'd throw probably $20,000 or something towards a winner or whatever, just depending, if it's gonna be a good turnout. Maybe start off low and then next year do like a big $50,000 goes to the winner, and then that way you get all these people that actually want to do it, and they're actually competing because they want the big purse.
I like that.
See, and I would say the sponsor would say so much money, let's say like you said maybe 50,000, but it'd be like, okay, you get to pick a vehicle worth up to 50,000 and maybe another 50,000 to go to the charity of your choice or something.
Oh, yeah,
you know
that'd
I mean?
Be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about that kind of stuff. Not about me.
See, I like that. And I think that in my case, if I'm the big sponsor, I'm doing a totally different concept. And I'll explain it here after I tell you guys what my actual my contest would be. And that would be Fungo Golf. If you've ever pretty much played baseball, you've at least probably heard a little bit about Fungo Golf. What it is you sometimes people actually do use fungos, but you just take a bat and a ball, and you and like a few friends, you go, hey, you know what? I'm going to hit it to center field sign. So I'm going to hit it to the 400 sign. So you get the ball and you're at the dugout, you throw it up and you soft toss it to yourself and you try to get it as close as you can. And just like golf, you got to hit it. I think it'd be fun to see how accurate they could be off of their own soft toss. And you can just pick like five guys to just play all at once and just say you put like four or five holes. So it doesn't get boring for people,
yeah.
But it's also super competitive. And the way that I would make this interesting, because I think that it would be somewhat dull at points, would be to have in-stadium gambling. So if you get inside the stadium, then you can say, okay, I'm going to put $5 on this guy. And so all the money that kind of goes towards this goes towards, you know.
Yeah,
if
you have
they
a chance,
win,
the fans have a chance to win.
Exactly. They can win like double their money or triple their money because, hey, well, guess what? The sponsor's backing all of this. So if a lot of people put their money on this, it's okay because the sponsor will cover all the remaining money that we didn't get from the other gamblers. So to me, I think it'd be kind of good. And I'd probably put a cap on it. I wouldn't say like big money over here comes in with 10 grand and says, I want, you know, this guy to win. But I think that would be something that at least you would sell more tickets in the stadium. I think it would be a full on packed house. So to me,
that's a really good idea. Yeah. I like that one more than ours.
Well, thanks.
Hey, let's sell that at a Chihuahuas game or something, and we'll just go over there and do it, and we'll play, and they'll get to watch us and bet on us.
Yeah, I'm down. That'd be
that would be
fun.
Sweet. I think that, like, you know who could really pull something like that off, honestly, would be, like, Dude Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
They could just go, like, hey, we're going to put you guys on our YouTube channel and all that stuff. We're going to play a game, like, during the seventh inning stretch or like, right after the game. So while people are watching, they can put, like, you know, maybe up to like $2 or $3 and they can win $10 or something like that.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome, except for it'd probably take the Dude Perfect guys like all of 30 seconds to finish the three holes because they'd all hit them first try.
You think that they're just that good? They take like, how many takes do you think it takes to make some of their trick shots?
Oh, easy, over like 100.
You think so?
Some of those trick shots are ridiculous. And
they are.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of like highlights. You know, you only see the good plays. You don't see all the takes and everything. So I think there's a good couple hundred takes on some of those videos.
If we were on Dude Perfect, or if we made our own style of Dude Perfect, what would you say you would specialize in as far as tricks?
Oh, you name it, I got it.
Okay, well, Ruben, I'll ask you in a...
I would say like the ones where you do the basketball from like, you know what I mean? Like on the two-story building across the street,
yeah,
you know, that kind of stuff. You know, I'm more realistic than Dylan.
I mean, you want golf trick shots, you want ping pong trick shots, basketball, baseball, frisbee.
Can you do the golf thing? Like some of those, I think I've seen it on Facebook or YouTube or something where they get the golf ball and they
tap it up
tap
a couple
it up
of times
and they hit it.
Oh yeah. It's cakewalk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That easy.
Like we're with the celebrity.
That's the man.
You better
Dylan
watch
Dominguez.
Out.
Dylan Tiger Woods Dominguez.
That's right.
The
guys.
One and only.
Well, we've kind of already solved it for the MLB. We're going to make the All-Star game just that much more fun to watch. Keep the Home Run Derby where it is.
Yes, for sure.
But
and the All-Star game. We'll leave that there too.
Yeah, we can leave the All-Star game, make it a little bit more exciting with some sponsor stuff like that. I think the gambling would work.
But if we get big enough, then we may replace the All-Star game on the Tuesday night and then move that one like to another time.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. All right. So, guys, any last words before we go?
Nothing from me, but good night.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say, you know, Ruben's kind of lame on his exit speeches, so I gotta make up for him. You know, you guys keep balling out there. You keep checking out ASB. Keep tuning in. Maybe you end up with some free gear, one of these raffles. You keep paying attention.
Yeah.
Like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Absolutely, guys. We're sponsored by Albertsons Market, Constructors Inc., Kaleidoscoops Ice Cream and More, Fashion Eyeworks, and Bowen Insurance. Have a great rest of your day. Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.